Hi, my name is Nicholas Stanton, and I have the honor of serving as the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York, and now it is my pleasure to be the Mars Hill pastor of the day. As I was preparing for today, I wanted to bring something that would be universally important regardless of how long you've been a Christian, whether you've been a saint for 60 years, a year, 5 minutes, or whether you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior yet. I wanted to bring something that would mean something to everyone. So today we're going to be talking about the gospel. Particularly, we're going to be looking at John 3:16, which is one of the most widely known verses in the world. If you know a Bible verse, it's probably John 3:16, and here's what it says. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And this is a popular verse for a great reason. It's because it sums up the whole of the gospel in under 30 words. Because this is the gospel. That apart from Jesus, you and I will perish. We have chosen rebellion against God. We have chosen to say to God, I don't love you and I don't want to follow your commands. That we rebel against him. We say, I don't want to listen to you, God. And this rebellion is what we would call sin. And sin is any time we act contrary to the will of God and his will for our lives. This could be anything from a simple, small lie to murder to placing ourselves on God's thrones and saying that we are worthy to be there. The Bible tells us that the penalty for our sin is death, separation from God eternally, and eternal punishment. And there is nothing that we can do about this. We can't be good enough. We can't earn our salvation. We can't do enough good things to maybe deserve grace. In fact, the Bible tells us that our good deeds are as filthy rags before the Lord. But this is where the gospel steps in. Because though I don't deserve it, though you don't deserve it, God loved us. Remember, we couldn't be good enough, but God loved us while we were still sinners, while we were still enemies of God. He said, I love them and I want to save them. And he made the first move. So God sent his son to die on our behalf because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, meaning that we earn death by our sin. So God said, I will pay for their sin. And he sent his son who died the death that you and I deserved. He was beaten and broken and died an agonizing death on the cross so that we might have life and life eternally. And that is the gospel, that when we put our faith in Jesus, our sins are forgiven, and then we become children of God and get to spend eternity with him. So if you're listening today and you're already a Christian, that's wonderful. And this is a magnificent opportunity for us to reflect on what Christ has done for us and the grace that we have received. But if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to take that opportunity to do so. Paul tells us that in order to be saved, all we must do is declare with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, that he is both Lord of our lives and God of the universe, and that we believe that God raised him from the dead. We don't need to fix our lives. We don't need to stop sinning first. We need to come to him so he can fix us and make us whole. So if you want to pray that prayer with me today and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to give you that opportunity. If you would pray with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of grace. I believe that you are Lord, and I want you to be the Lord of my life. And I believe that you are God. And I believe that you died and were resurrected. I accept your sacrifice on the cross and want to live for you from this day forward. If you said that prayer today and meant it, the Bible tells us the heavens rejoice for one sinner that comes home. If you're that person, please get plugged into a local church. And with that said, my name is Nick Stanton. I'm from Auburn, New York, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.